Hey guys, I don't know if you're like me, but I love Count the Dings and everything it has to offer. I just can't find everything I need. You know, I know about Cinephobe, and I know about the mailbag, and I know about Bomb, but that's all we do, right, Amin?
No, we do so much more.
What?
Yeah, absolutely. If you sign up, patreon.com/countthedings, you'll find a plethora of other content, fresh content, extended content, the OG pod overflow, the Cinephobe cold opens that we've taken and made their own thing to live only there, the Rewatchingtons, Bomb in its full and unadulterated cut, early drops of Cinephobe episodes, and so much more.
Said the OG pod. Now, is it new or is it old?
Mace, I'm glad you asked that. It is a new incarnation of the old OG pod.
Oh.
So it's me, Zach, Trey, Waz, Tom.
I love those guys.
Just like we always were, going back to the True Hoop days, we're recreating that magic, recapturing it, and putting it back out. We're talking hoops, we're talking pop culture, and most importantly, we're talking for 40 minutes for free, but then another specific Patreon exclusive segment for every one of those episodes.
Funny enough about that OG pod, you're getting Tom and Trey on Mondays, you're getting me and Waz, aka Zosny, on Wednesdays. Amin's floating in between.
I'm a floater.
You never know when you're gonna get Amin in those, so you gotta listen to them all.
And what if I'm not sure what Maze looks like, because I've always thought he's a fat man with a fedora, he's got a weird voice. How can I see for myself what this Maze character actually looks like?
It's crazy you don't know the answer to this because it's the Cinephobe Pod YouTube page.
What?
The CT5s on the Cinephobe Pod YouTube page. You can look at all of us.
You can get all the OG pods on YouTube too, at Count the Dings 1 on YouTube, at Cinephobe Pod on YouTube. Patreon.com/countthedings gets you everything all in one feed. You can link it to your Spotify. And now enjoy the show.
Hey, listener, Underdog Fantasy is the easiest place to play fantasy sports. Also, the fastest growing fantasy app in the industry. You can play Pick'em, pick whether your favorite players will have a higher or lower total in each stat for this week's games for a chance to win big. You can actually win up to 100 times your money in a single night. That's right. I didn't say 10. I didn't say 20. Up to 100 times your money. Pick between 2 and 5 players, build a pick 'em entry. My favorite feature, you can make rivals picks. Pit 2 players against each other. Wembanyama versus Nikola Jokic. Tim Hardaway Jr. versus Norm Powell. Kawhi Leonard versus Steph Curry. Who knows? Maybe Grayson Allen versus Pat Connaughton. You get where I'm going with that. You can do it all with Underdog Fantasy. Make sure you sign up today with the promo code DING. That's D-I-N-G. And get your first deposit doubled up to $100, as well as an instant pick'em special. Visit underdogfantasy.com or find them in the app store. And don't forget to register with our promo code DING, D-I-N-G, to get your first deposit doubled up to $100, as well as an instant pick'em special. Must be 18 or older and present in a state where Underdog Fantasy operates. Terms apply. Concerned with your play? Call 1-800-522-4700 or visit www.ncpgambling.org.
Welcome to another fun-filled episode of Black Opinions Matter, motherfucker. My name's Amino Hassan. I'm joined, as always, by Black Trey, by Juju Gotti, and Big Jerv. Got a hell of a show for you guys today. But first, patreon.com/countthedings. That's where you get all the extra content. The OG podcast. We're doing those 2 a week now, right? With basketball analysis from the people that you know and love and give you basketball analysis for years. Also, Cinephobe special edition episodes. That's right. They're episodes y'all haven't heard yet. The other day, someone asked me on Cameo to do Space Jam 2 with LeBron. And I said, guess what? Already done did it. Did it like a week after it came out. So you go there, patreon.com/countthedings. It's all there, all of them in the archive. Plus, you get access to the Discord. You get access to the watch-alongs, whether watching NBA games, whether we're watching movies together for Cinephobe. There's so much content that comes with the Patreon. Patreon.com/countthedings. Make sure you're locked in.
Speaking of hoes, What's the craziest advice you got to get waves?
Waves?
Yeah, like to get waves, like starting off. Like, I mean, I know you talk about how you had them shit spinning. What was the first advice like where you was like, I gotta get, because first of all, waves is a lifelong work in general.
You wanna know the craziest shit? Niggas is telling me like raw eggs.
Raw eggs.
What? Yeah, man. Tell me more. So you break the raw eggs and you pour it
in.
What do you do?
They said you drink the raw eggs because that shit'll help your hair. That's what they told me.
You gonna fight with Rocky, nigga? Or you about to fight Mike Tyson?
Right.
Nigga, believe that shit too, man. I was eating raw eggs, man. Like I was putting like fucking what's it called? Powder in there, like cocoa powder and shit. Mm-hmm. And then spinning that shit up and then drinking it.
Oh. Like, so there is something to the egg with your hair though. There is something. But it's not. I never heard drinking it. I know that people do put it in their hair, like make their follicles stronger or whatever. And it does, what it does is it helps the blood flow more up there or whatever the case may be.
So you got to put some of that Duke's sporn wave on your shit and goddamn and then put
I never had waves though.
I'm going to tell you, but Gigi, for me, because
I had curly hair, dog. What I need waves for, dog? I was outside.
Curly hair.
Hey Juju, don't let this fool you, my nigga. It was a time, okay,
Juju.
It was a time.
You remember the episode where they're trying to get Uncle Phil a wig?
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
he's getting one of
that. The craziest shit I ever
y'all out of pocket. I'm trying to tell you,
I ever was told was like, nigga told me to put put two durags on first of all to go sleep in, right?
Yeah.
So nigga over here. Put your durag in like hot water, right? After I done put all the shit in, like I done put my like Dax or three, because you know, remember they were starting to make more. Like you had Murray's and Dax, then we got the 360 Sporting Waves. Sporting Waves, right? So I got to this all shit, and like I low key used to put damn near too much, so my shit damn near gray. You know what I mean? I'll be there doing all that shit, but nigga be like, soak your durag and then put it on. Then it was another one. Nigga told me to put a durag in the freezer, bro, and put that shit on.
What?
Two durags. And then I would tuck the back, bro.
Would you get the hot and the cold at the same time?
Yes.
No way. Okay, y'all making fun of me for drinking eggs and shit, man.
I had the waves, though.
He had migraines every morning.
Yeah. And that nigga, hey, shouts to Kev. Kev's birthday was just the other day. He turned 48.
Kev.
Yo, what's up? Kev used to give me hell. Kev used to give me hell, bro. Cause he'd be like, "You see that line on your fucking head? I told you don't wear that." Like the durags, all that shit doing is touching your edges. Like I'm like, "All right, bro." Like, but yeah, Kev.
Kev was right. I believe all this shit happened because of the durags, man.
Durag.
All the durag wear.
And all niggas that got like dark ass lines and shit like that. I honestly say though, what's the name? Cook my waves. The helmet.
I wish I had
football.
Yeah.
Damn.
It's like,
bro, I had ways.
I wanted to be like Dion, so I wanted to wear the bandana, and Compton High wouldn't let you because they said it was gang shit. Cause nigga, you know, you wearing a paisley bandana. They like, nah. So I had
Nigga. You gotta get like an American flag or some shit. What are you talking about?
Nah, but like
he's in Compton, bro. He shouldn't be allowed to wear any durag. We had that episode. Literally everything means something. So the helmet probably meant something, my nigga.
But you know how, like, when Barry Sanders take his helmet off and his head be all shaped, we got to have a case study about how the cushion in that shit was fucking up niggas' heads, bro. Every time you have a mark here, and then you got in the middle of your shit, bro.
A crater. Crater because it's pushing in.
I was like, damn, my waves is gone, bro. It's over. You know what I mean? But, I mean, I tried my best.
What inspired this topic? Trey, what?
So no, they were somebody said like they posted some shit on Twitter about waves, like, you know what I mean? Yeah. Like what's the honest answer is only the truth about waves. And somebody was like, oh, it's lifelong work. Like you don't really just to get to like brush it times. Like I remember I used to count and be like 200, 200, 200. Like I actually had score to that, like, yo, 1,000.
Right,
thousand brushes, bro. Like,
and then this side.
I don't know, bro. When I was like 10, I think the last time I had like a short haircut, I had them 360 spinning, bro. Them things was everywhere. You feel me? I always wanted to cut my hair so I can have waves again, but I just was too insecure as an adult. Because I had, in high school, I had braids. Yeah. And then I went to college, I had braids. And then I was finna cut my shit and get a box. I'm finna be the first nigga ever with a high top box again. I'm finna bring that shit back. But my girlfriend at the time, she was like, bro, before you do that, let me do some shit. And she cut my hair, and then she just twisted it. And I was like, damn, I fuck with that shit.
Mad Max.
You feel me? Here I am still with them bitches in my head.
You can't do, hey, dude, I'm going to tell you right now, that's your brand now. Let's say, it's like Anthony Davis' unibrow, bro. You can't get that shit cut no more, man.
Yeah, I couldn't even imagine.
Even if you bald like Derv in real life, that shit better come off like sit next to you on the bed.
Steve Harvey on, dog.
Just back put on. That shit on. All right, now I'm ready for my day.
Yeah.
But yeah, it was like debunking a lot of myths about waves. You know what I mean? So yeah. I was curious because like niggas done been put through like the ringer of like trying to get waves and really trying to make that shit work. I always laugh at that one account. Ooh, that's a big shot. I always get mad about that fucking that fucking
crazy.
Yeah, it's a good game. Like the account a nigga talking about he shaved all his head bald, like to get back and say improve, like he can get waves at any time. And now his waves never came back. And I'm like, bro, why are you proving this simple? The internet, bro. Like you literally shaved your shit with a razor, bro. And all it did was Jerv, his shit never returned. His line never returned.
He never got sad, bro.
You got the social experiment and niggas over there day 36. He done did everything. He ate some like motherfucking like enhancements and all that shit. And none of that shit worked, bro. I'm feeling so bad.
EDR.
You're not defending that. But yeah, man. What else we got on here? Oh, we got when is the appropriate time to take a number two at a girl house that you see in?
Never,
bro.
I don't know, bro. Dog. Nah, dog. No, not never. Never?
Never, man.
Never?
Bro, dog, I got a strict... No, but that's your girl, though, right?
Yeah, that's your girl.
I mean...
Well, she's...
Before she was my girl.
Before she your girl, like, if you seeing her and you go over her house, like, you just gonna hold it? You just never?
Nigga, if I spend the night... I gotta do my morning routine.
Listen, if niggas is taking shits at work, bro, nigga, you could take a shit at Shorty House.
I'm not taking a shit at work.
Right. Niggas don't take shits at work.
I have.
What I do is I take a joint in the bathroom. Take a joint in the bathroom, smoking in that bitch. She ain't gonna come in the motherfucker none the wiser. You feel me?
I'm gonna tell y'all some backstory here. Number one, I'm genetically predisposed, man. I can only dump in two places, really. It's got to be emergency.
So you got to be comfortable to use the, like, to get to.
Like, yeah, it's got to be, like, either, like, my house or my hotel room. Okay. That's where I'm at. If I'm, if it's a real emergency.
Shout out to us putting too much trust in the hotel room, too. We swear that shit is.
No, it's not the trust. It's just
that. It's private.
Private.
The hotel room, I put so much toilet paper on that bitch before I use that bitch. Like, so I waste a whole roll down there.
I'm gonna tell you. Whoa, pause. I'm gonna tell you. So this is a crazy one. If I'm in a hotel room and I got a girl in the hotel room, I won't go in the hotel room.
Bro,
I mean that's.
Yo, can I? Dog, listen. Just do the.
This nigga acting like how the women don't want to.
And turn the women don't want to turn the shower on, bro.
Nah, dude. This is what I do.
Steam it up.
I either get her to have like some sort of like, hey man, you want to walk to Starbucks?
My bad. That's on me. That's
all right. I'm gonna raise you one. Have you ever taken a shit? Well, I mean, he's excluded from this. Have you ever taken a shit at like a girl, your girlfriend, or a girl your parents' house, or whoever you like, and the toilet overflowed?
This happened to me in high school, and this is kind of the origins of why I don't do this shit, man. Dog, it didn't overflow, but it wouldn't flush. And then it was like, I got the knock on the door, like, are you okay? Is everything okay? I'm like, yeah, no, everything's fine. And so I took a plastic bag. I don't know if I should be telling the story.
Wait, you took a plastic bag?
And you tried to scoop, you reversed it and grabbed the poop out?
Reverse, yep.
But where did the poop go?
It was on the 18th floor.
You threw it
in a window.
Wait 1 second. Am I hearing this correct? You threw shit out the window?
It was in a plastic bag.
No, I don't give a fuck what it was in, my nigga. Did you throw shit out the window? Allegedly. Because I don't know if this is a crime or not.
Bro, you are freaking wild bull, bro.
That's why I don't take drugs.
How high were you up?
18, he's at 18.
Something like that.
Hey, you know, my nigga, can you imagine if you was down on the
bank? Oh, my God. Nigga, I'm a killer, whoever that is up there.
Hey, that shit hit a nigga like this. Oh, shit. What is that?
Yo, what if the nigga was out with like a joint or something? And he just got in there. You just ruined the bonds for him. That's crazy.
Bro, that shit did, where that shit fall and hit your lip like this? what the fuck was that?
Hey, I have fucked up a toilet before because like I went out to eat or some shit and like my stomach just was not agreeing. But it wasn't like on some diarrhea shit. It was just like I had used too much fucking toilet paper, I guess. You know what I'm saying? Because like I flushed it. And I'm like looking, I'm panicking, bro, because I know you can see it coming up, bro. Yeah. So I'm looking for the plunger, like, you know what I mean? I'm like, oh my God.
Yo, when you see the water rising, my nigga. yo, your heartbeat. It's not so bad. It's like, please don't do it. Oh, you fucker.
Hey, because that shit is the most embarrassing shit, bro. For one, because I remember, I forgot what year this was, but the chick, she was so mad, bro. She came in there, she's like, damn, you had to fuck up the toilet. Like, I'm like, damn, bro. Like, I don't know what to do. Like, you ain't got no plunger? She's like, no. Like, I'm like, how are you not prepared for this moment? So I had to go. I'm all embarrassed.
She's like, I don't take monster dumps. That's how.
But long story short, I had to go buy a fucking plunger, bro.
Oh, that means that shit was just chilling.
Okay, how do you not have a plunger in the crib? God.
Exactly. I was like, yo, what the fuck are you like? How you don't have none of this shit? But you know, I mean, you thinking about young individuals, motherfuckers be thinking like they don't need certain things. Motherfuckers ain't got no fucking face cloths. Motherfuckers ain't got a lot of shit in there. Like, damn, nigga, you living like this?
So let me put y'all on real quick because I've found through trial and error. Okay, through trial and error, there is a safe number of after, you know, when you're cleaning yourself up after taking a smash, the number is 3. Do not go back for the fourth. Do not go back for a fourth handful of toilet paper or whatever. You know what I'm saying? You get 3. After you do 3, I'm telling you, you are playing Russian roulette with the toilet. I don't know. I just know 3 is a safe. If you only do 3, you're fine. If you start playing around with 4, then you asking for the toilet gods to be out here making sure that the shit goes down. I'm just trying to help everybody out. That is a foolproof plan. I stand by it.
This is a sick count because like I don't even want to use my brain like that much to be thinking like 1, 2. All right, I'm using your brain
figuring out what you're gonna do if it clog up again. I get
it, but like now the funny shit about it, like no, I'm over prepared. I got the poopery for the
smell. Oh yeah, I just discovered this shit.
Because you know they sell aluminum joints now, so I keep that shit in a little tote bag, and then I got the dew wipes. You know what I'm saying?
Oh, yeah. Gotta have the wipes.
Hold on. What's up? Y'all niggas is not going to just sit over here and act like my man didn't just say I carry around potpourri and man wipes.
Poopery
and man wipes in his tote bag. My nigga.
I'm gonna be honest.
Am I tripping? Maybe I'm so out of touch. Everybody out here just walks around with poopery and wipes in the tote bag.
I think poopery is a brand name, isn't it?
Yeah.
So what is it actually?
It's a spray.
It's a spray. You spray the toilet water. and make sure
you spray the water with it, and you take your dump, and when you take the dump, it don't smell.
Bro, if you walk around with a book bag anyway, dare I say you need to have that shit in there. You feel me? You never know when the situation gonna pop.
You out here keeping motherfucking bongs and shit and all that other shit. Why can't have them? Why can't have? It's like carrying deodorant, nigga, on a hot summer day.
Right, Uncle Phil, you traveling with a pool stick? It's just screwed together, goddamn.
Lucille, Jeffrey, bring out Lucille.
Yo, shout out to Lucille, bro. That was a classic ass episode. That nigga showed up in the.
Jeremy, you do look like Uncle Phil. Now that I think about it,
come on, man.
This nigga looks more and more like that shit. I never thought that shit till you said that shit, bro. Now I'm like, bro, I can't unsee it.
That's so fucking funny.
That niggas is wild. Uncle Phil.
Yeah, dog, that shit crazy, but yeah, nah, man, I be staying ready now, bro. I ain't trying to clog up nobody toilet, bro. That shit crazy. You know what I mean?
That shit dramatic.
You know, because you too grown to have streaks, and you too grown to be shitting on yourself. You know what I'm saying? Get them wet wipes, bro.
Yo, if I don't take a smash at your place, you need to probably clean up a little bit. I got no shame in my game, brother.
Hey man, pause.
I play rogue games, overseas. I play them all.
I say, hey, look, pause. I got the bidet. I got the toot stool. You know what I'm saying? So I can text all I want. My motherfucking legs don't get fucking. You know what I'm saying? Don't look like static, nigga. After, you know what I'm saying? I can sit there as long as I want. I'm comfortable, bro. I'm good.
But they got the toot stool. Goddamn.
The toot stool, bro. You put your feet there, bro. Just chill. You know what I mean? That shit crazy, bro. You sit there all day on Twitter, nigga, and your leg don't fell asleep because you about here being too nosy.
Exactly. That's funny, man. That's funny, man. I Jerv, you fucking wild for that one. Nigga said overseas. You just sit there just dumping everywhere, huh? What else you got, nigga, man? Now?
That was it, bro. That's it. What are we looking for? What are we expecting this week, man? Anything that anybody should be checking out? Centerfold, the Juju. You got anything going? You know what I mean? I'm going to Houston. I got told that I'm going to Houston now. So, for McDonald's All American.
Oh, when is that?
The game is on the 2nd. I'll be in Houston from the 28th to the 3rd. Nice. So, you know, holla at me. Houston listeners, you know what I mean? I'm definitely trying to tap in with the Nigerian people. You know what I'm saying? Get some good Nigerian food. I had some good jollof last year, bro. That shit was good.
Shout out to go holler at what's my man's name? He from Houston, I think. He Nigerian.
Who, Kelly?
No. Acho.
We a fade. Tell him line it up. tell him line it up. Meet me in the 3rd.
It's like life is like a bowl of jollof rice. Sometimes you don't know how much of the tomato paste to put in there before you take it out. Here's an example. Then he's just gonna philosophize you to death, bro.
Yeah, man. Fuck that. Man. We'll line it up at Timmy Chan's for sure. Meet me at Timmy Chan's, nigga, by U of H or Shipley's, nigga. I'm outside.
And everybody out there listening, man, send some prayers and some love, man, to our brother Jason, man. He had a loss this week, man. We love you, bro. We thinking about you, and we really care for you, man.
Yeah, yes, tough sir. One. Like his cousin, right?
Yeah,
his little cousin, and so that's always it's hard to lose people, but it's even harder, I think, when you're losing people that are. That are younger than you, that's got to be something that'll shake you up. And then shout out also to all of our listeners who have family members back in Haiti. I know things are getting crazy out there right now. Mm-hmm. So, you know, obviously our brother Waz has family over there. So we got, and I know a lot of other people who do too. So hopefully this shit dies down in some way and y'all find a way through it. So shouts out to everybody. For Jerv, for Juju, for Trey, I'm Amin Alhassan reminding you to stay black, motherfucker, and also tap into that Patreon.